The long-standing idea that American oil magnate John D. Rockefeller was driven solely by greed obscured the fact that he was financed by outside sources. According to Eustace Mullins, the Rockefeller Combine has never been an independent power. It was this Rockefeller myth of a homegrown elite that distracted attention from the international globalists and allowed the American public to accept the family as the nation's preeminent power. The Rockefeller Oil Trust became the military-industrial complex, which assumed political control of the nation. The Rockefeller medical monopoly attained control of the health care of the nation. And the Rockefeller Foundation, a web of affiliated tax-exempt creations, effectively controlled the religious and educational life of the nation, wrote Mullins. The Rockefeller Syndicate operates under the control of the world financial structure, which means that on any given day, all of its assets could be rendered close to worthless by adroit financial manipulation, noted Mullins, who observed that Patriarch John D. Rockefeller was able to gain almost total control over U.S. oil with financing from the National City Bank of Cleveland, named in congressional reports as a branch of the Rothschild banking empire. According to Mullins, this is the final control which ensures that no one can quit the organization. Not only would he be stripped of all assets, but he would be under contract for immediate assassination. Our Department of Justice is well aware that the only terrorists operating in the United States are the agents of the world order, but they prudently avoid any mention of this fact. In pointing to the awareness of the Justice Department, Mullins, like authors John Loftus, Gary Allen, Mark Ahrens, and others, was fully aware of the lack of detection or prosecution of Nazi war criminals who came to America, or of any serious prosecution of prominent corporate miscreants. Examples of machinations of foreign financial powers in the United States, including the secret societies behind the war between the states, may be found in my book, Rule by Secrecy. While it is true that the families that originated the wealthy elite of America, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Schiffs, and the Warburgs, have in recent years lost much of their previous influence, their giant global enterprises today remain as powerful as ever, maintaining all the functions for which they were first organized. This mechanism today has been brought under the control of the fascist globalists who created both communism and national socialism using the wealth brought from Europe by the Nazi rat lines. Since he set up the Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller has functioned as a sort of international courier for the world order, principally concerned with delivering working instructions to the communist bloc, now the Russian Federation, either directly in New York or by traveling to the area, Mullins argued,